You're listening to Kanikapila Sunday on HPR One, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Kuana Torres Kahele's latest release is called Lana'i Ka'ula Lana'i. It is volume 5 in his Music for the Hawaiian Islands series. And he is here in the studio. Mahalo for stopping by, Kuana.
Aloha. Mahalo for having me.
You know, I have to make a confession to you right now. And it's that I have never been to Lana'i.
That's okay. Plenty of people haven't been to Lana'i.
Yeah. So sorry about that, but...
I think Lana'i likes it that way.
So what can you tell me about Lana'i? What are your favorite things about Lana'i?
Lana'i is, you know, probably one of the obscurest islands in our chain next to Ni'ihau. You know, it's funny that between Lana'i and Ni'ihau, one we cannot go, one we can go, but we don't go to Lana'i equally as just the same as Ni'ihau, yeah? So it's kind of funny how that all works out. But I can say that the island of Lana'i is probably my next favorite island after my own home island. And the reason for that is because of its untouched beauties, the history that goes along with the island, its people, the land, its valleys, its mountains, everything. It's just so breathtaking and untouched. So if you wanted to get a deeper perspective into the culture of Hawaii, into the history, with more specifically the island of Lana'i and its people, is definitely the place to go. You know, when you go to cultural heritage sites, it's literally untouched. So it's things that you can see live as opposed to looking into a book that are still there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are, like, a couple things that you...
A lot of them I wrote songs about, which is on the new album. But places like Kaunolu. Kaunolu was... There is what they call a pu'uhonua over there. And a pu'uhonua is a heiau, or a safe haven, a place that people would go to absolve their sins and, you know, whatever wrongs they had done. So there's a pu'uhonua there, but at the very same time, just next to it is also a lukini or a luakini, and that is a sacrificial heiau just right next to it. So it's kind of ironic how the two are side by side, but they're there. And just beyond that is the home of Kamehameha the Great and his daughter, Nahi Ena Ena. So you put that all together, and it's just like a cultural burrito.
Mm-hmm.
It's a it's an overload of, you know, history and scenic views and just the whole shabam all in one.
Hmm. Now, you have 11 songs and chants, or oli, about Lana'i on this album. And was it harder to write songs for this island because it's smaller and there may not be as many things to write about?
No. So actually, it wasn't. The great thing was, before this album came about, I already had a deep connection with the land and its people. I've been going there almost monthly because I used to be the entertainer for both Ko'ele Lodge and down at Manele Bay. So I would go there a lot. I have Ohana on that island, which I found out, you know, while going back and forth. So that helped a lot more. And I also got to hook up with a man by the name of Kepa Mali. And Kepa Mali is the cultural historian for that island. And he runs the Heritage Center over on the island of Lana'i. And it's called the Lana'i Heritage Cultural Center. And he's, I don't know how else to put it. He's just a straight up haole dude. But he's originally from this island of Oahu. And in his teens, he, you know, like most teens, they're just naughty, kolohe. And the parents sent him away because of that, to get him out of it. So they sent him to Lana'i. And when he was in Lana'i, he was hanai by the Ka'upuiki family. But it's kind of funny because he caught that last generation of Kupuna born in the 1800s. So being Hanai by these specific Kupuna, or the last Kupuna of that era from the island of Lanai, he learned everything. He learned language. He learned culture. He learned absolutely everything for the island of Lanai, because this specific Ohana were the caretakers. Yeah, so it's through that guy, Kepa, that I got to learn all the deep stuff for the island of Lanai. When I went to Lanai, he was the one that would go, take me holoholo, go around the island and, you know, explain to me all the things, all the names. And names are the most important. And that's what I try to incorporate in my songs when I write, because that's the most important things. That it helps with the connection, you know, between man and land. And if you can get that name, which is so important, the old name, because, you know, when the county of Hawaii came in, they changed a lot of it, or a greater majority of the names of places. Yeah, so, like, for example, Honolulu is the area of Ko. Yeah, but I guess Ko doesn't flow, so they called it Honolulu. I don't know.
Well, yeah, we wouldn't have a lot of songs with Honolulu in it.
That's a part of my mission, is, you know, finding all these really important factors and trying to document it, get it through song, because, you know, song, once you get it in the song, it's immortalized.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're leaving a legacy, and you brought your ukulele with you today.
Just so happened, I walk around with them in the store when I go doctor.
I've seen you, playing it in the street and everything. So thank you, and you're going to perform a few songs for us today.
Yes,
please tell us the story behind this first song you'll be performing.
This first song I'm going to do for you, it takes you to a valley on the island of Lanai, and it's kind of funny with the name. The name of the valley is Mauna Lea, and a lot of people in Hawaii, when you hear the word Mauna, it's like, oh, is that a mountain? I go, no, it's actually the name of the valley. And Mauna Lea is a very, very, I would say it's a very, very tiny version of Waipio Valley on the island of Hawaii. Very quaint, very cute, very small, but equally as beautiful. You know, they don't have a hi'ilawe or anything, but it's just lush green, and it has its own beauty. And upon my first visit over there, I was exposed to all that, you know, the flora, the fauna, the landscape, the pali, the taro patches that's all within. And, you know, just basically got inspired, and that's pretty much what I do, is when I go around, I let the aina, I let the elements talk to me, and if they talk, I write. If they don't talk, then aloha. But this song is called Mauna Lea Ika Iuiu, which is Mauna Lea in the lush beauty, in the lofty beauty, and it takes you on a little scenic view through the valley of Mauna Lea.
Nua 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 nai o helo.
Man, wow, Kuana Torres Kahele is on Kari Kapila Sunday, and he's singing music from his latest release, Lanai Kaula Lanai. It is volume 5 in his music for the Hawaiian Islands series. Man, you don't need a microphone, you know? So much power in that voice.
I guess you can, you know. I think the greater majority of Hawaii Island people, that's how we learn, yeah? Because normal sound system.
Right.
We're considered the outer islands, yeah? So a lot of things hit us.
I say neighbor islands.
A lot of things, you know, westernization, gadgets and all that stuff, we get last. Especially if you come from real rural areas. So like my dad's from Kohala, my mom's from Waipio, so that's, you know, way up in the mountain and way down in the valley. So when we go to parties and stuff like that, normal sound system, that kind of stuff. You gotta sing loud so everybody can hear you, so that we learn how to project.
You know, and since you're here too, I've noticed that there's this type of sound that comes from artists from Hawaii Island. I guess it's the Hawaii Island sound. I don't know. But it's, you know, it's you, and it's influenced by Uncle Johnny Lumho, right?
Mm-hmm. My kumu, yeah, I used to be. I'm still, you know, once you're in, you're always in. They don't let you go.
Yeah, but something about that.
Yeah, there's definitely Hawaii Island, and, you know, not just Hawaii Island, all the islands, all the singers or the kumu that come from these, whatever island they come from, they have a distinct sound, they have a distinct style. It's really, if you were to dissect it, it's really hard. Mm-hmm. I think it gets to a spiritual level when you try to dissect that kind of thing, where it comes from, why does it sound like that? Am I not too sure?
That is a question to be answered for another day.
Yeah.
Kuana Torres Kahele is on Kani Kapila Sunday playing music from his latest release, Lanai Kaula Lanai, volume 5 in his music for the Hawaiian Islands series. And he has another song to play for us. Please.
This next song I'm going to do for you, it has a funny story. The name of the song is Na Nai Kaula. The title of the album is La Na'i Ka'ula, so why is there a La and a Na? Well, I'll get to the mo'olelo, or the story of the name of the song, but let me just tell you the meaning of this song. This song portrays the beauty of the garland of Lana'i, and, you know, all the islands of Hawaii have a specific garland or lei that has been deemed the lei of the island. Hawaii Islands, Lehua, Oahu, Ilima. So Lanai would be the Kaunaoa, but it's different because the Kaunaoa is not a flower. Kaunaoa is it's a vine that grows, that crawls all over the place. It likes to grow makai or by the ocean. And its best friend is called Pohuihue. And Pohuihue is a leafy, viney type of plant that also grows makai or by the ocean, and these two have a, you know, have a connection. They like to grow with each other. It's kind of symbolic to that of love, and which is my connection to the island of Lanai. So it reveals the beauty of this garland of Lanai. It takes you to another place called Polihua, and it reveals the beauty of another garland that is famous for Lanai, which is called the Ma Neva Neva. And this Ma Neva Neva has a very deep story to it, and it's in connection with the chronicles of Pele in her journey from Tahiti to Hawaii. Very interesting read. And then we go on over to another place called Kiahi Kavelo, which has a very, very interesting story connected to that place, and it speaks about the purple lehua that grows on the slopes of Kiahi Kavelo. And yes, I said purple. It's very different to hear such a color, but you know, they on Lanai, they do have purple lehua, something to see. And that's just some of the stories that is associated with this next song called Nanai Kaula.
Beautiful, beautiful. Kuana Torres Kahele. and music from his latest release, Lana'i Ka'ula Lana'i. It is volume 5 in his music for the Hawaiian Islands series, and it's available on CD as well as digital download, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mahalo to Kuana Torres Kahele for stopping by, and we really appreciate it, and much success to
Mahalo
you.
Mahalo for having me.
Kuana Torres Kahele on Kanikapila Sunday.